me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
This year you can watch and listen to Parsha Pals on YouTube.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Parsha Pals. We're at season two. For those of you that are listening, please know that this year there's an option to view this story as video as well. You can check that out on YouTube. We're starting a new cycle, Bereshit. And I want to introduce you to my friend Debbie. Debbie is a 9-year-old girl that is a soccer whiz. She is an awesome soccer player. She hits those goals and she can dribble that ball between her feet. Woo! She's so good at it. Anyway, one day it was the championship game for her team and Debbie had a clear shot to kick that soccer ball right through the goal. It was tied. It was a very, very tense moment. And Debbie rushed in and kicked so high over the crossbar, and she missed the goal. Her team was so disappointed, and Debbie's face just fell. She was so embarrassed. She had lost the championship game for her team. No matter what anyone said to her, no matter which flavor ice cream was offered to her, Debbie could not be consoled. She just kept saying to herself, I can't believe I made such a big mistake. I can't believe I blew it for my team. I just can't believe it. A few days later, Debbie's family was going to watch a soccer game. She came along and, of course, made a sign to hold up for the home team. And it was a really fun game to watch. And Debbie really enjoyed watching these games since she loved soccer so much. And in that game, the best player on the whole team, his name was Adam. He was a professional soccer player. His team was offered a penalty kick, and he missed the kick. And everyone in the audience groaned. And Debbie took the sign she had made and lowered it and looked so sad. And a few minutes later, Adam, that star of the soccer team, walked right over to Debbie in the audience and said, you look really sad. Don't be so sad for me. It's okay. I made a mistake in the game and I'm gonna keep moving forward. Debbie couldn't believe it. She was really able to connect to what this player Adam was saying because of what had just happened to her a few days earlier. He said, I noticed that you lowered the sign. She said, yeah, I was just feeling how ashamed and embarrassed you must have been feeling. And he said to her, I'm okay. It's okay. You know, when I was a little boy and I was 10 years old, he said, I lost the championship game for my team. She said, what? You did? He said, yes. And that made me come back and play harder. And that helped me reach the place where I am today. And I'm okay knowing that I'm not gonna get every goal, that I'm going to make mistakes, and I have to just keep at it and keep trying and get even better and better and better. Wow, what a gift that player Adam gave to Debbie. She went home from the game determined to play harder and to play better and to practice even more. And the next year, guess who won the championship game, the goal that won the game for her team? You got it. It was Debbie. She learned such an important lesson. Mistakes happen. We all make mistakes. And we could use them as an opportunity to get even better and do even better. In this week's Parsha, Hashem does a beautiful chesed. Now, Hashem does lots and lots and lots of chesedim, lots of acts of kindness. Hashem created the world. The Gemara tells us that the Torah starts with an act of kindness, of Hashem making clothing for Adam and Chava, and that the Torah ends with an act of kindness, that Hashem buries Moshe at the end of Moshe's life. Why does the Torah pick the kindness of Hashem making clothing for Adam and Chava when there are so many other acts of kindness that Hashem did in Parashat Bereishit? And one of the answers that's given is because Hashem makes clothing for them after their mistake, after they messed up and ate from the Eitz Hadat that they weren't allowed to eat from. By Hashem doing an act of kindness for them then, at that moment, we see that even when we mess up, Hashem loves us and is with us, and we can use it as an opportunity to grow and to become better. The very first letter of this parsha, the very first letter of the Torah, is a letter bet or beis, which is open. It is a big opening so that we'll remember to always look forward. We have to learn from our past. There's a little tail on the bottom of a bet, on the bottom of a beis, and there's a big giant opening for us to remember that even if we make mistakes, we should look forward and try to grow from them, just like Debbie did in our story. And that is why the Torah is highlighting this special chesed that Hashem did for Adam and Chava after they made a mistake. I hope that we could take this lesson and bring it into our own lives and look for opportunities to grow after we make mistakes. And I hope that our efforts to do so will serve as a tremendous zechut for our nation and for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.